child, the devoted old nurse protested. What nonsense you let slip through your teeth. Here's your husband warming his hands at his own hearth. Here. And you say he'll never come home again. Always the soul of trust. All right, this too, I'll give you a sign. A proof that's plain as day. That scar, made years ago by a boar's white tusk, I spotted the scar myself when I washed his feet. And I tried to tell you, he, the crafty rascal, clamped his hand on my mouth. I couldn't say a word. Follow me down now. I'll stake my life on it if I'm lying to you. Kill me with 1,000 knives of pain.
Dear old nurse, composed Penelope responded. Deep as you are, my friend, you'll find it hard to plumb the plans of the everlasting gods.
All the same, let's go and join my son, so I can see the suitors lying dead and see the one who killed them.
With that thought, Penelope started down from her lofty room, her heart in turmoil, torn. Should she keep her distance, probe her husband, or rush up to the man at once and kiss his head and cling to both his hands? As soon as she stepped across the stone threshold, slipping in, she took a seat at the closest wall, and radiant in the firelight, faced Odysseus now. There he sat, leaning against the great central column, eyes fixed on the ground, waiting, poised for whatever words his hardy wife might say when she caught sight of him. A long while she sat in silence. Numbing wonder filled her heart as her eyes explored his face. One moment he seemed Odysseus to the life. The next, no, he was not the man she knew. A huddled mass of rags was all she saw.
Oh, mother,
Telemachus reproached her. Cruel mother, you with your heart.
Why do you spurn my father so? Why don't you sit beside him, engage him, ask him questions? What other wife could have a spirit so unbending, holding back from her husband home but last for her? After bearing 20 years of brutal struggle, your heart was always harder than a rock.
My child, Penelope, well aware, explained, I'm stunned with wonder, powerless.
Cannot speak to him, ask him questions, look him in the eyes.
But if he is truly Odysseus, home at last, make no mistake, we two will know each other even better. We two have secret signs, known to us both, but hidden from the world.